Good morning. I'm Debbie Holmes on 89.7 NPR News. Ohio has one of the highest rates of opioid overdose deaths in the country, despite a medication used to combat overdoses called naloxone becoming more accessible in the state. But what happens to someone after an overdose? A new research project has been aiming to answer that question. WOSU's Paige Flager has been looking into this and joins us now. Hi, Paige.
Hi, Debbie.
Tell me about this new research.
It stands to reason that as more and more people are having overdoses, more and more people are also surviving these overdoses. And the question that researchers at Miami University wanted to answer is, what happens to the brain after you overdose? Matthew McMurray is a psychology professor at Miami University, and he's looking into this.
We can give Narcan to individuals who are experiencing overdose and block the overdose. It stops the overdose from happening. It saves that person's life. But that person still experienced this horribly traumatic experience of an overdose. And so that may have some consequences on their brain that makes treatment of addiction more challenging or makes that individual more likely to relapse.
So there's a lot of research on preventing addiction from happening, but there hasn't been research on the aftermath of an overdose yet. So coroners have a lot of information on someone who dies after an overdose, but there's not a lot of information about people who survive an overdose. So McMurray wants to answer questions like, what happens to the brain when there's a lack of oxygen? Is there brain damage? Does that harm decision-making abilities, etc.?
How are they conducting the research?
So they're actually giving rats opioid overdoses and then giving them Narcan. And the reason that they're using rats as opposed to looking at this in people is it's really hard to track people who have had overdoses because Narcan is so widely available that many people who end up using the medication never come to the hospital.
Giving them this drug in the home, while it does save their life, also creates a challenge for data collection. It's much harder for us to study overdose victims because they're often rescued outside of care settings, so we can't track them as easily.
So testing on rats allows them to examine the effects on the brain in a more controlled way.
How applicable is the research, really?
So as we all know, animal testing doesn't always mean that the findings will be applicable to humans. But McMurray argues because the limited scope of the project, looking at specifically how fentanyl can cause someone to stop breathing during an overdose, and what does that lack of oxygen do to the brain, he's hoping that limited scope will make the results more conclusive.
I'm not trying to model a human disease like addiction. I'm trying to model one simple thing, the suppression of respiration by this drug, and then I can look at the impact of that. So the more complex the animal model gets, I think the harder it is to translate those effects. But if we can be restricted in how we view the animal research, then I think it can lead to really important outcomes.
He says they should have data within a few months and are planning to work with other researchers afterwards to look at the connection in humans.
Thank you, Paige.
Thanks, Debbie.
That was WOSU's Paige Flager on new research to uncover what happens to the brain after an overdose.